Good morning. It is Sunday, March 9th, 2014. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And here with us now is Becca Martin Brown, features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
I don't always like getting up on Sunday.
No, who does?
But when I do, picture me like the poster, but when I do, it's because I get to talk about history.
One of your favorites?
Yes, yep. It is. And if you can also picture the Raiders of the Lost Ark Warehouse.
It's a good movie.
Okay.
Remember at the end, all the best people are going to look at the Ark of the Covenant. And it goes into this huge warehouse. We have our own huge warehouse, not all that far from where we're sitting.
The University Museum?
The University Museum Collections. Most people don't get to go wander around there.
I've been in there once. It's cool.
It is fabulous.
I need to go.
And if you want to wander around there, you have an opportunity at 7 o'clock on Tuesday.
Okay.
It's part of Arkansas Archaeology Month, and the Cocosi chapter of the Arkansas Archaeological Society, look at me go, I think I said it right that time, is hosting an open house. And you can see all sorts of amazing things. Let me give you a little rundown. 5,725 Arkansas and Brazilian quartz crystals. 10,500 North American and European invertebrate fossil specimens. Plus 4,800 North American vertebrate fossil specimens. Textiles, Arkansas crafts, glassware and ceramics. The fossil of a Pleistocene mammoth. Found northeast of Hazen, and a 180-million-year-old fossil crocodile from Germany.
Huh.
And then there are Native American Kachina dolls and baskets and military uniforms and stuffed critters. It's amazing. And you can go wander around there.
When I've only been in there once, but you feel like it's I can't help but think about a night at the museum.
Oh yeah,
you know when everything comes alive.
Oh yeah. And there's I cannot remember the name of it. They've got a fossil, and it's not the Pleistocene mammoth because I can tell the difference between a fossil bird and a fossil mammoth. But it may actually be a reptile. But ask them to see it. I remember seeing it when the museum was in the old gym building. This is a cool opportunity. 7 o'clock Tuesday at the Arkansas Archaeological Survey Building at 2475 North Hatch Avenue in Fayetteville. It is free. Also going on as part of Arkansas Archaeology Month, Renewing the World, New Research at the Spiro Ceremonial Center, which happens at 7 o'clock on the 18th at the Smith-Pendergraft Campus Center in Fort Smith. And Celebrate Archaeology Day, which is hosted by the UA Fayetteville Arkansas Archaeological Survey Station. That will be from 11 to 2 on March 29th at Agri Park, and they're going to have demonstrations of basket weaving and flint knapping, and they're going to do artifact identification. So much coolness. And also this afternoon, if you forgot, the Jesse Lynch Jazz Performance at 2 at the Air and Art Center in Bentonville. And we've got talent with John Two Hawks as the headliner and a bunch of musical performers at 2:30 at the Eureka Springs City Auditorium.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.